Welcome to another edition of WITY Business Profile. Chad Baker with Carla Wheeler of Pleasant Meadow Senior Living in Chrisman rejoining us here to talk about their rescheduled health expo coming up on Thursday, March 17th. Carla, welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's not that we have a lot to talk about in the way that it's changed. I mean, there are a few new things that you guys have in the rescheduled event coming up, but the fact that you guys have rescheduled it, that it is still coming up, so folks that thought they missed it or thought they missed out on it, they have an opportunity to be able to come out and hopefully better weather for you this time around.
Absolutely. Yeah, one of the things we changed was we're having the expo earlier, so the expo is going to be from 11:30 in the morning till 1:30 p.m., and then we'll have a little bit of a break and go right into bingo.
Sounds great. And the bingo wasn't with the initial expo. This is something that you're kind of tying a couple of events together here. Tell us a little bit about the decision behind that.
Well, I thought if the community was already going to be out, they might as well be able to have some fun and win some prizes as well.
Sure.
So not only are they going to get some giveaways and assessments with the health expo, but then we also are going to have a $100 cash prize.
Ooh.
And we have some other prizes like Christmas Cafe donated $25 gift card.
Mm-hmm.
We have some baskets we put together. I have a big barbecue basket for the fellas. So there's stuff for both girls and guys. And yeah.
Excellent. So that way, if you're a guy and you want to come out and play bingo, you have something to aim for.
Absolutely.
There. You're not just going to get coffee or whatever, which not a bad price either way, but maybe something geared a little bit more towards guys. And that extra incentive to win never hurts.
Sure. Absolutely. Yep.
So you've got a lot of different things going on with this health expo. Let's remind people what all you have out there in the way of different screenings and health professionals that folks can see.
Sure. So Audibel, again, is going to be doing hearing assessments. So they'll be there with some equipment to be able to see if maybe you're on the little teeter-totter there of needing some help with hearing. And we're going to have free blood pressure readings. Robinson Chiropractic will be there doing assessments to see if you need some chiropractic care. We have the giveaways. We're going to have snacks.
The gift bag.
Yeah.
That's something that I think a lot of folks are kind of looking forward to here.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah.
We got bags and some pins and a lot of information. Our therapy team, Select Rehab, will be there also to inform those that may not know that we have outpatient therapy as well. So you don't have to actually be a resident or a patient of ours. You can still come in from home and get therapy.
And it's a great opportunity to be able to come out and see the facilities and all that you guys offer out there, because you do offer a lot of different aspects of healthcare.
We do. Of course, we have the long-term senior living. We have independent living.
Mm-hmm.
We have the skilled nursing facility. And hopefully within the next month, we are going to open up our new Med A unit, which is going to be rehab to home. That's going to be completely separate from the nursing facility. So we've been doing the necessary renovations we need to make from our memory care unit that used to be there in the past.
Excellent. So let's talk a little bit more about that transition, because this is a new service, and I don't know that a lot of people really know or maybe understand what that is.
Yeah. So what happens is for those short-term, you know, maybe you had a procedure done or just need some help bouncing back prior to going home straight from the hospitals. And
mm-hmm.
So for those who might need that extra little care, we're there to help.
Excellent. And, of course, all in the wonderful community of Chrisman. It's kind of that small town living for folks that maybe want to do this. A lot of these types of facilities are in bigger towns, but gives folks maybe a little bit more quieter side of living there that maybe they might be used to if they come from a rural community.
Absolutely. The Med-A unit's going to have a separate dining area, a separate space for therapy. There, we have a couple of courtyards that, you know, that you can see. We have a pond out front. Just a beautiful landscape.
Sure. Tell us a little bit about that relationship with the community of Chrisman. There, obviously, they've been so supportive of you guys over the years. And as we said, it's a great destination for folks that maybe want a little bit more of that quieter side of life while being able to still have that rehabilitation, or maybe if they're looking to relocate after years of living on their own, maybe want to have that camaraderie or that sense of community with folks their age. It's a great opportunity for them as well.
Absolutely. We have the Chrisman Cafe again. A lot of people meet there. They come pick up their residence and go there and have lunch. lunch, and, you know, they have card tournaments and different things there to go through. And, of course, Horizon Health is there. They provide the resident services as well. Frost Top, I think, is going to be opening up. So, yeah, there's plenty of places on your way from those bigger facilities. There's lots of places to stop and have dinners and stuff and come and visit with residents.
Sounds great. Well, the Health Expo, as we've mentioned, has been rescheduled. It's coming up here on Thursday, March 17th. Should be better weather for it, and a lot more than what it initially was anticipated. You've got the Health Expo, you have some bingo, and of course, you can learn a lot more about Pleasant Meadows Senior Living in Chrisman. Once again, the hours for the events here, Carla.
So the expo is 11:30 to 1:30, and then bingo starts at 2 and will last till 3:30. Also, it's St. Patrick's Day, so come dressed in your brightest green colors and your fun St. Patrick's Day outfits.
Nobody wants pinched or had their toes stepped
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
But you don't want to be the person in the room wearing red on St. Patrick's Day, definitely. For folks that want to either reach out to learn more about Pleasant Meadows Senior Living, about the event, or just maybe want to get some more information of where they need to go, who do they need to talk to?
So they can reach me on my direct line at 217-304-9389. Of course, they can call the facility, 217-269-2396, or they can catch me on my email at dms@pleasantmeadows.org.
Sounds like a game plan here. Make plans coming up on Thursday, March 17th for the Pleasant Meadows Senior Living Health Expo down in Chrisman. And stick around and play some bingo and see if you can win some of those prizes. Carla Wheeler with Pleasant Meadows Senior Living. Thanks for joining us again today, Carla, and have a good event, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thank you.
For WITY Business Profile, I'm Chad Baker.